Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we catch up on all things pop culture. We discuss which of our celebrity friends just got sent to prison, Corey tries to get a sponsor, I teach y'all how to floss, and we pitch the ultimate product to Shark Tank. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can watch Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
We've got this, my sister.
With our powers
combined,
combizzled.
Wow.
I just saw
why are your hands so clammy?
My hands are clammy
as a clam,
as happy as a clam.
Mine are soft
and as sexy as a clown.
Mine always feel so nice and smooth. Yours feel clam the house down.
I'm not clam.
Yeah. Why are they sweaty and
you're
so
moist.
Sweaty?
You're moist.
No, mine
you're
feel nice.
You're either cold or moist. You're cold-hearted and moist-bottomed.
This hand, my hand, these hands
are my own.
Wow. Well, that's another great.
I can't believe we did it.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for watching. Corey, how can people find you?
I'm on Twitter. I should tell them at the beginning.
Yeah,
to
because they
me
stopped listening halfway through.
Because Lord knows they stopped listening when we try to do an outro.
So
follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
Hell yes.
Pause the podcast. Pull out your phone.
Pause.
My name's Corey.
Pause the podcast.
Your clammy pause out of here.
No, which leads me to our shirts.
Oh.
We're both inadvertently.
Can you believe?
Accidentally.
We're cat inspired.
Kit Kat. Oh, I wish we had a Kit Kat.
Oh, imagine a Kit Kat.
Which side are you on? Left Kit or right Kat?
Did you see their new marketing ad?
No.
They literally are saying just the rights or just the lefts only as like a scam.
That is a scam.
Yeah. And they're like, tweet us with which ones you think
that
you
is a
are.
Scam. And I, you know what? I like how they think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching a lot of MTV. Have you seen those Oreo? Have you seen the new Oreo candy bar commercial?
No, but have you seen the Christina Aguilera Oreo commercial?
Probably not.
Where she goes,
she dunk?
But she does it on a tightrope or something. Or she's on a tightrope on a bike, and then she flips that way and dunk, and she's still on the tightrope and she dunks.
Who knew she had it in her?
Who knew? Well, after Bionic, I think we all knew she had that in her.
All I was going to say.
I'm not size shaming. That sounded like size shaming.
All I was going to say is that I want one of the new Oreo candy bars. Can't find one anywhere. Even tweeted at the Oreos Twitter account. And guess who didn't reply?
Oreos?
Yeah. Meanwhile, like I tweet one thing about salsa and like 9 salsa brands chime in when I didn't even tag them.
Yeah.
It's tough being verified on Twitter.
It's hard out here for them.
I think the moral of the story is it's tough being verified on Twitter.
I'm just trying to get that LaCroix sponsorship and they're not taking the bait.
Didn't you want to do a LaCroix where you taste them all live
on
the podcast?
I want every 22 flavors in front of me.
Are
and I want to be
22?
Blindfolded. Oh, yes. I want to be blindfolded, and I want
you
to taste them.
You say that
I'm
like you
say,
know.
Grapefruit.
Pompaloose. Berry acai.
There's no acai.
Oh.
But now they're getting like freaky that. Deaky. There's like a cherry lime. Yes, see? No, but these are not the freaky deaky ones.
Did
these are,
you?
I could taste all of these and know which ones are which, 100%.
I was watching
But now they have like weird combo ones.
I was watching an episode of High Maintenance. I think I told you to watch this and you never did.
True.
It was about a guy who lived all alone in his apartment and he would drink LaCroix and make art out of them and he had like wreaths and things around the house.
Is that like the adult version of the Starbucks wrappers? You know how, or not Starbucks, Starburst wrappers and everyone would like make a purse out of them.
Nobody did that.
I hated that.
You had a Starburst
not
purse?
Like a little, like a side satchel, like a man
bag. Is that what you travel with?
A pink Starburst wrapper satchel.
Just pink. What's your favorite Starburst?
Yellow, because I'm that bitch.
It can't possibly be yellow.
It is, and I can't take all the hate.
In fact, here, tell them how it feels to be hated. It's your moment.
Well, I have to dig deep into my Starburst satchel to get some tissues. That's how it feels to be hated for my choices.
Yeah.
And they're not choices. It's just how I was born.
Born this way. Born to love a yellow
Starburst
wrapper. Wait. The yellow wrappers are your favorite wrappers, but the yellow candy's not your favorite flavor? I'm confused.
I like a rainbow. If I were to make the satchel, it would have all the colors. But if I had to eat, you know how they sell bags of just the Starburst now?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, like the
I'm not
going
to even finish the story until they sponsor us.
Like the little.
That's all you get.
The little unwrapped ones. I hate those.
Until they pay?
They're like, those have like a hard shell on
them. Yeah, keep talking shit until they pay.
That's my
clutch. Girl, remember when I showed up to the fucking Teen Choice Awards being like, with my clutch.
Is that what you did?
Well, no. Me at the MTV Movie Awards.
Cesar Flickerman's bastard son.
Yeah, when I went to the MTV Movie Awards, I was on the worst dress list, and they called me Cesar Flickerman's bastard son.
Well, that's what you get for having purple hair in 2000.
I think I had a gray hair.
A sign of the times.
It was a sign of the times. Do you like Harry Styles solo shit?
I have yet to enjoy anything from him solo.
You're that bitch.
Loving the new Niall Slow Hands jam. Mm.
Can you sing me two bars?
It's like, it gives me a little...
One Kit Kat, two bars.
It gives me a little funk feeling.
Yeah?
Niall. But it reminds me of a Gavin DeGraw song.
He's hot as hell. I'm not even going to lie to you. He could get it in a half.
Yeah.
But... Here's my question.
Smoldering.
Can this new song go in my sex playlist, or is it in my jams, or what's it going in? I mean, don't really know it. You played me like a minute of it out there.
You could get down to it.
I could get down to anything.
You are a sexy little thug.
Oh, my God. So there we were at the what airport?
look at me, a sexy thug. We were at JFK.
There we were. Set the scene.
So Tyler missed a flight, and we weren't supposed to be at the airport together, and then bam, suddenly we're in the same city.
Alexis Mateo.
At the same airport at the same time.
Yeah.
Sisters reunited over burgers.
Yeah, well, I had been doing laps, because with the 5 extra hours plus two
of it
being delayed.
Did you catch Pokemon?
I caught so many Pokemon. Yeah.
I like airports for that reason.
I like them, especially, you want to know my little secret?
Yeah.
I take the express conveyor belt.
And you just set your phone on it and let it
roll
away.
Hell yeah.
And you sit on the ground.
And I just go and I get those walk-ins for my eggs.
And you just stand?
It's like running, but you're standing.
Wow. So do you actually stand on it too, or you just set your phone there and let it wheel away?
Wheel?
Next time we're in an airport together, we'll sit at opposite ends and we'll just keep passing each other.
And just do that. Wow. No, but you have to...
We'll put it in the stand lane, not the walking lane. Don't get our phones trampled.
True. So we'll give it to somebody and say, can you hand this to the guy at the end? Because I don't trust just leaving it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess there we were having burgers.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, it's time for my flight. And I said, give me a hug already. And you said, okay, Dad. And I said, give me a hug, you sexy little thug.
My jaw dropped.
And you screamed.
I screamed. I said, oh, that is the sweetest thing you've ever said to me this year.
I'm pretty sweet.
Most of the time, not. No.
What?
Calling me a sexy little thug was the nicest thing you've done in a long, long time.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes. Corey, so, what's going on? I feel like today we're talking topical.
Whoa. Well, I got verified on Bumble.
Jesus Christ.
That seems like something you would like to do and
or
no.
I'm not on Bumble.
You should get it.
No, to me it's for straight people, and I don't like to do anything that they do.
Bumble's the one that's like, if we match, you have to talk to me.
That's the last thing I want.
You're one of those people
like
who
the quiet,
swipes.
I like the quiet.
You just swipe,
solitude.
Get a match, and then don't message. Fuck those people.
I like the peaceful calm of a match,
Don't match me on Tinder and then not message me.
I like the Tinder match.
Why are you just swiping?
So we know we want to fuck, and then if I see him out and about, we can just skip the, hey, so what do you do, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you're just going to get down to business.
Down to business. downtown Julie Brown.
Well, what I was saying,
I'm going to give him my hoof.
Well, as somebody who gets blocked on apps all the time because people don't think you're who you are, I thought you would like a Bumble verification.
No, to me, a verification mark on a dating app says...
I don't know if it's a mark.
Says to people, I'm that bitch.
No, anybody...
And then everyone's going to be like, what kind of bitch are you?
On Bumble, it's just verifying that you're who you are in your picture so people can't catfish.
Oh, everybody has to be verified?
It's up to you if you want to. They'll give you a picture.
Oh, so it's not like...
No, it's not like Instagram or Twitter.
On Raya, are you on Raya?
No, I'm not in the biz.
I saw Joe Jonas on Raya. I put my gender to girl just to see.
And
it wasn't a match.
Oh,
even with my pics,
even with your wig on.
I saw him at the GLAAD Awards this weekend,
and you said, "Why didn't you match me on Raya?"
I was this close, but we were on the carpet and we were doing a live stream moment, and so I was this close to being like, "Oh, that's it." I was this close to being like, bitch, you didn't swipe yes on me for me being me, bitch.
And what did he say?
But instead I said, how important is representation for you for the LGBTQ+ community?
Wow.
And he goes, blah, 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 DMCE.
And he goes, check out our new single with Nicki Minaj.
Do you like it? I kind of do.
The one with Nicki,
yeah.
I heard it at a bar when we were in New York, and I thought, I could get down to this.
I'm down to it, yeah.
And then at another bar, I heard their dumb Toothbrush song, and I thought, who hired this DJ?
Oh, my God. I was at an event, girl. Was it an event or a bar or something? The DJ, you know when they just keep talking? And they, like, turn
like
off the music
what?
To be like,
they have
put your hands up, and then put it back up. And they're
They do that?
And then they're like, they put out, like, when there's a verse on, they're like, so that they can hear the crowd singing along.
But the whole time, it's like
wedding or bar mitzvah shit.
When were you at a wedding?
When was I at a bar mitzvah? I've never been.
Same.
What are we doing today?
Going to a bar mitzvah after this.
Do you know any 13-year-old Jewish boys?
I want to go to a bat mitzvah instead.
Which one's for who?
Bar is for boys, bat is for girls, I believe.
Okay, well, I was going to say,
I haven't been to either.
Let's throw ourselves a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, but that seems like cultural appropriation. So instead, let's sponsor somebody's bar mitzvah and have all of their middle school friends in the studio.
I guess so.
I think that's a gift.
Did you see Beyonce got in trouble for wearing a sombrero?
No, I didn't see that.
I think it was on Cinco de Mayo.
So if there's those children inside of her...
Oh, the babies.
Do you think they're also kind of wearing the sombrero? Do you think they also disrespected the culture?
I think she's grounded.
Put it on your favisproblematic.tumblr.com.
I think that's where we found
it.
Is that, yeah, look, that's her.
So I guess I just.
Well, what if you're at, like, have you ever been at a Mexican restaurant where they give
where they put it on you from behind and they start singing?
Yes.
I have.
Always.
Always.
That happened to me recently. Where was I? Oh, no. When I was in the Philippines for my birthday, they came to my hotel room with a
give
cake
me that what?
To sing happy birthday, and they gave me a sparkle fedora.
That's fedorable.
It was very Britney Spears.
What color sparkle?
It was silver sparkle.
Did you see that Britney Spears remake Lifetime movie? Did we ever discuss that?
I heard about it.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, and I saw Snervous. So...
Isn't this now where you tell them if they want to see Snervous?
And if you want to see Snervous, it's available on iTunes or Google Play and on Hulu in America and Netflix abroad.
Yeah, I guess. Somebody tweeted at us and said they saw The Amazing Race on Netflix, and I'm like, well, that's a lie.
It's possible.
Our season?
Different countries do different shit.
If other countries get to have The Amazing Race on Netflix, I'm going to be pissed.
You can only have it if you know how to say Amazing Race in Espanol.
Amazing race. So what is
that's worse than the sombrero.
I know. That's what what's her name said on the race when we were in Colombia.
Who?
Reso. El Reso. Jesus. They were like, well, that's not a word.
Did you see this bitch?
Who? Which bitch?
She goes around biting booties.
Who? There's a booty biter on the loose.
There's a booty biter on the loose. A loose booty biter. A loose... I hate it. No, is this real?
It?
Is that her?
Well, that's an... Oh, wow.
So she's a celebrity masseuse.
Who bites. Is this real?
She's worked with Kanye. Oasis. I don't know who Oasis is. Gwen Stefani. I almost called her Gwen.
She
bites the booty.
Did you say Gwen?
Gwen Stefani.
So she massages you by giving you little bites.
Yes. She looks like she's eating that ass right there. She's giving... The most appalling thing is the smiley face tattoo. I have to say.
I have one of those. Don't come for
you
me.
You have a smiley face tattoo?
Yeah,
got it. Don't you have a baby ladybug on your butt cheek?
Yeah. It's called a baby bug.
A baby bug.
What's a baby ladybug?
A baby bug for
child,
daddy?
Child bug.
Child bug. Child bug.
So wait, a masseuse who bites people.
She bites the booty.
Would you rather be the biter or the receiver?
Or the booter?
No. Just which of it would you rather be?
I'd rather get the bite.
Really?
I don't want to take a chomp on your unexfoliated butt skin.
You don't know. She makes them shower before.
You don't know. If there's anything we don't know, it's that.
I can't stop watching.
I wish this would end.
I'm like, make it go away because I can't stop looking at
you. You want me to bite you?
Yeah. Where do you want to bite? You want to bite
anywhere,
somewhere.
Really. When's the last time you had your booty bitten?
I couldn't even tell you. You?
I couldn't tell you
either. Did everyone ever nibble on a cheek?
Oh, I thought you said nipple.
Nibble.
Nibble on my cheek? No.
Which cheek?
Don't pinch me. Don't tickle me. Unless I ask for either.
People pinch your butt?
Did I tell you about the butt situation I had?
No, but I would love to hear it.
About the spanking?
No. Tell it. You can't bring it up and not tell it. Did you get spanked?
No, I...
Did you want to get spanked?
No.
Did you want to spank someone?
No, did but they thought them? I did. They thought I wanted to spank them.
I have questions. What? Oh, they thought you wanted to spank
and
them.
And I didn't. I never even implied it. And they said, don't. I said, I wasn't going to.
What were you doing that made someone think you were about to spank them?
Hanging out. Stuff. No. Mostly stuff.
Were you winding up? Were you...
No, we were just hanging out like adults do, and
someone said, like, don't spank
me. It wasn't so angry. It was just kind of like informative, like,
don't.
Hey, P.S.
Don't.
But it wasn't like he wasn't into it. He was just like sensitive.
I'm not ready.
It was, no, he was sensitive.
Did he want to pink up?
He would have been too sensitive to get
At first,
spanked.
I thought you were saying it was the other situation where someone was going to spank you, and I wanted to know what
There's
were
no
you
There's no world
what were
where
you doing?
I would have said don't.
She likes a spank.
It's not that I like it. It's not that I don't not like
yeah,
it.
That's how I am with feet, honestly. People are like, feet are gross. And I'm like, I don't hate feet, but that doesn't mean I love feet.
What about a foot with only four toenails?
Well, I hate your feet. So cool. Did you spank him or not?
On to Lea Michele news. Speaking of a spanking and a four-toe
she
foot.
She has news?
She's got news. According to this. She doesn't
According
eat.
To this.
According
Sounds
to this.
Like how most politicians get their sources.
She's never eaten fast food.
What a lying bitch.
Imagine lying.
Oh. Wait, with a quote.
I've never eaten fast food, says her.
Oh.
Never.
Do you consider Panda Express fast food?
Absolutely.
What if it doesn't have a drive-through?
Not a curly fry. Nay, an apple turnover.
What makes it a fast food?
The drive. The drive from the person creating it. The heart palpitation.
I actually want to know what constitutes fast food.
If it comes on a tray, I think, or if you can get it via drive-thru.
So Kool's Deli was fast food?
Yeah, probably.
We had macaroni and cheese.
If it comes on
a
tray,
Panera
I think that's a good qualifier.
We had a tray.
If you don't have like a waiting staff. Though Fazoli's comes around with breadsticks.
They do.
My little brother, it was his birthday. He's 18 now. How weird is that?
I saw that on Instagram and I thought, wow.
Old.
What an old child. When did that happen?
For his birthday, he wanted to go to Fazoli's.
As one does.
There's not much
Their
else
Their breadsticks
do.
Are better than Olive Garden's. That's and I'm not afraid to say
false.
It.
False. That's false.
Really? Should we, when we have your LaCroix taste test, should we also have a breadstick off?
Hell yeah. That does not look right. That's Fazoli's, and I know it.
Shit, that looks delicious.
That looks greasy.
Did you know Olive Garden hires people just to make breadsticks? That's their only job? Breadstick maker?
Yeah, that's
maker?
Like when I worked at McDonald's and I was just on fries. If the manager on duty ever put you on fries, that means they know that you're the dumbest one there.
Really?
Yeah, and I would always be put on fries.
So my brother's girlfriend posted a link from the Jackson Citizen Patriot.
You can just call it the Sit Pat.
The Sit
We're
Pat.
We're with family here. Yes.
She posted an article on Facebook of the Sit Pat of all the food like the health food check for all the failed restaurants in Jackson. And I,
Spilling the
I
tea.
Read that article from top to bottom.
Who's some surprise contenders?
You know who had no...
That Wendy's by Frost Middle School?
You know who had no strikes against them?
Cool's Deli.
Well, Cool's closed a while ago.
Okay.
No.
Papa Woody's Woodshop.
No, Clavon's and Vandercook.
Clavon's is very
had
good.
Had a perfect score.
Yes, they have delicious and ranch. Though I do not like that you have to order via iPad. Like, what kind of, well, who do they
listen,
think they are?
Listen, they're new age. They're bringing technology to Vandercook. It's about time someone did.
Should that be our mission?
Yeah.
Should we just be two girls bringing technology to Vandercook?
Yeah. They could
with
use
with our powers combined.
With your clammy hands. You're not allowed to touch the electronics. You're going to get them electrocuted.
If somebody, imagine being a clammy hand technician. Now that's a sitcom. You know,
can I see it one more time for the people at home?
Can you make this a GIF? Let me get just right.
Are you ready to be shocked?
Like that.
Wow. I'm shocked at how good that was.
Thank you. Do you ever send somebody just the plug emoji and the shower emoji, meaning
yeah, like,
kill yourself in the shower?
I hope you get electrocuted the house down.
Like when some people send like a bomb or a knife or a gun,
I think
how lazy of a murderer.
Yeah. I do the toaster and the shower.
I do the plug in the shower.
Wow.
I say.
But that plug's got to be plugged into something. You can't just throw it in the shower.
Thank you for that PSA.
Yeah. You've got to plug it in. Plug it in.
When's the last time you had a toaster strudel?
Never. The toaster...
That's a lie. You're just like Leah Michelle.
Oh, I mean, never.
A lying, lying, gleeful bitch.
A lying...
Leah, I don't mean to call you a bitch. I think you're a great human, I'm
a
sure.
A lying, gleeful.
I loved her album.
She just had a new one. Are you talking about the new one?
I'm talking about the last
Louder.
One. I haven't listened to the new one.
I haven't either. I think it's all covers.
We'll give it a little...
So I guess the last time I had... Toaster strudel. You know how it came with the little frosting?
Yeah,
I'd set it
I don't
on
like
top.
To work.
I'd set it on top of the toaster while it was toasting to warm it up a little.
Oh, she's
smart.
Smart.
I'm very smart.
I just don't I don't like to have to work. So when I
well,
am
we
having
know that about you, we're family. You're with family.
Sit, Pat. I don't like. Ooh, imagine getting a. You sit on somebody's lap and they give you a little pat.
No spanking. I told you.
They call it spanking in our hometown. They call it the sit.
The sit pat.
Come give daddy the sit pat.
This is the most press the sit pat's ever gotten, considering their press.
We should do an exclusive first page interview for the sit pat.
Can you believe we
How
had
do we
to
reach out?
Do you, can you believe we had to beg the sit pat to cover us? On The Amazing Race? And by that,
we
I mean,
didn't have to beg my
father.
Dad. My dad, when we were on The Amazing Race, would always ring up the local newspaper and be like, why aren't you covering this? This is huge
And
news.
Then they wrote weekly articles. Best news they've gotten in a while, I guess.
The sit pat would come give me a sit pat.
Wow.
So about your dead tooth.
Yeah, what about it?
Tell me about it.
I don't have a dead tooth.
That's not what you told me 30 minutes ago.
I said, the tooth is under the tooth.
A tooth under a tooth?
When I went to the dentist, this is true. They just did x-rays because they do it like however often. And
I think all we ever talk about is the dentist. Is that what being an adult is like?
Do we have a tooth footage?
A tooth footage? A tooth footage?
She got a tooth footage.
Girl.
Because they found a tooth in my foot.
That guy that flossed me down.
Who?
He really fucked me up. He goes, you got so much blood in your mouth. I go, you put it there, boy.
I can't handle. How did you do that? It's weird that you know how to do it, yet it has so much blood in your mouth.
He goes, you've fallen off the wagon with flossing. I said, you know what? She's busy.
I went to a dentist once, and they said, oh, if you don't floss, you're going to get cancer.
Jesus.
I said, I'm not coming back to you.
And you threw a fully sugared soda at them.
I tipped my hat. I walked out the door.
Who's that? Hey, who's that frog that tips his hat sometimes?
The WB frog?
No. Close, though. That's definitely the one I would go with. No, the frog we knew.
The one that's like, hello, Molly.
No, the frog we knew at camp.
Oh, Mr. Bug?
Oh, Mr. Bug. He wasn't a frog. He was a bug.
He was a bug.
He goes, he's Mr. Bug.
He goes, Mr. Bug? I miss Mr. Bug.
Mr.
Are you excited for camp?
Yeah.
Am I coming?
I don't know about you.
Whoa.
Wait.
What?
What did we just do? We were just together somewhere. We were in New York.
Yeah.
And we, what did we do? What did you do
we
the whole time
saw
you were there?
Dear Evan Hansen.
Did you like it?
I cried throughout the whole
I
thing.
I was sobbing.
Sobbing.
Sobbing. Just sobbing.
Sobbing.
It's yeah.
so good. And well, it has like...
What did you expect? Did you think it was going to be good or did you think I was talking it up?
I thought it was going to be good because I appreciate all great singers. Mm. But like...
I love Ben Platt.
Everybody could sing in
Ben
that
Platt
show.
Ben Platt is like...
And Ben Platt was like
incredible.
On stage the entire time singing every other song to begin with. I didn't realize like he sings so much.
Yeah. But every night, like and he's lead. Like sobbing on stage every night. Like
they
imagine
do a
like
day on just, a Sunday.
That seems too much.
I guess.
Well, I after we it. Saw Dear Evan Hansen on Thursday, I saw Cats on Friday.
Which was better?
Girl.
What was the lead?
Don't make me do that. Don't make me bury
was
one of
ben
them.
Ben Platt, the lead cat?
Ben Platt as a cat. Oh, there's... Oh, so me and Mamrie and Grace went to go see it. We met the cast afterward.
The cast?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Did you say we met the cats? The cats
I told them I'd give this two paws up. And they looked at me like...
They've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Did you... You were also like... fixed your hair.
I whiskered. I said, I wouldn't kitty litter in this venue.
I wouldn't piss in this litter box.
Thank you. But
what song did they sing? Sing that song, they say.
Memories.
Which cat
don't have
sings
the rights.
That?
You need to know the names of these cats.
I wish you would have come up with a game for me so that
music.
I could have
oh,
known
I should have.
Which is a real cat and which one's not a cat.
So Grisabella sings Memories.
Sounds like a bear, but okay.
I was sexually attracted to...
All of the cats.
Who
did
are
you
these?
Wanna get in their
Mungo
fur?
Jerry. Mungo Jerry.
Did you wanna get into his fur pile?
He was like sexy. And the whole time I was leaning over to Raymond, I said, I wanna fuck that cat. How do I deal with this? There's old Deuteronomy.
Old Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy. There's a cat named Rum Tum Tugger, and he's the gay one.
Is he really?
Yes. Mr. Mistopheles.
Would you rum-tum-tug her?
There's a cat named Mr. Mistopheles, and he had a rainbow jacket on.
Joseph.
So I...
Technicolor
so
rainbow
halfway through, all of us had to Google the plot because we did not know what was going on.
At the intermission?
And all signs told us the plot comes in halfway through. So we were like, then what's the fucking point of act one?
What happened in the cats?
So the... So what do you think Cats is about?
Okay, so there's these cats.
Yeah, you got it.
They're on a hot tin roof.
Kind of.
And they're all like, no, 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 I'm the master cat.
Kind of. You kind of just wrote it.
The other cats are like, no, 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 I'm the lead cat.
So all
and
these
then they're
cats.
Like, no, no, no. And they're all just fighting to be the number one cat.
That's literally, I think, the plot, kind of. So all the cats are kind of like
I watched a
cats.
Documentary about gorillas where they did that. For real.
Called Snervous?
No, it was about gorillas. It was good.
The band?
Gorillas?
No. So the cats are special cats that can reincarnate. And so...
Well, all cats can, not just special ones. All cats come back. That's why they have nine lives. Duh.
So,
first of all, duh.
So old Deuteronomy is head bitch cat in charge.
He's the leader.
And he's all like, which cat's going to reincarnate this full moon? And all of them are kind of being like, it should be me, it should be me, it should be
where,
me.
They're all
reasons.
Dead right now?
I don't know.
Were they all ghost cats to begin?
Halfway through, Grace leans to me. She goes, are these cats in space? Are we in space? Is this Earth? I don't know, ma'am.
You think she would be able to tell the difference?
No, no. Well, anyway, they gave me a free shirt. They gave me a free shirt, so what am I to do?
What did the set look like? Earth or space?
There was a big stove. There's a bunch of stuff. It was just filled with stuff.
Were the cats very limber and nimble?
Yes, it was Balletville, USA, okay. And they were giving me splits. They were giving me pot-a-ma-dars. They were giving me pootable days.
Pondable play.
Yes.
And which one do you think that is?
The first 5 minutes, we couldn't stop laughing, which felt inappropriate. But they have to be in on the joke.
Do you think Cats is kind of like Avatar?
Yes. Did you know that...
I think that, actually the way you described it, it is just
who's
like
who's that
Avatar.
One girl? Nicole Scherzinger was in Cats, I think.
I don't know if she
or
was
Leona
in
Lewis?
Cats or if she sang a Cats at like an X Factor show.
She once had a cat.
She once had a cat. It's her only friend.
Yeah.
Wait, she was in the Pussycat Dolls. That's what
That's
you were
what
thinking.
We're thinking.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Jesus, take the wheel. Did you see that Dance Mom going to jail? Abby Lee Miller. Your friend Abby Lee Miller is going to jail for a year and a day.
Should I be her pen pal?
Yeah. She's going... Oh, is that her? Oh, I thought she was already behind bars.
I can't... Wait, she's literally my friend and she's going to jail?
We met her.
Do we send her money for... What's it called?
Don't send her money. That's why she's going to jail.
That's true.
Fraud.
Yeah, I shouldn't fraud.
She was hiding money.
I shouldn't put more money on top of the fraud.
She's in jail.
No,
not yet.
Commissary. You know, in Orange is New Black?
Yeah.
We should send her like a buck.
Just $1.
Yeah, she can get like...
We'll just call up...
She can get that floss.
Do you think she's actually going to be there for a year and a day, or is she going to get like the Lindsay Lohan, like, you're actually here for a week?
I don't know. I pray for her, though.
I...
Do you think she's going to offer lessons?
I mean, if Orange is the New Black wants to add her character as a new character in the new season, I'm all on board.
That would be a reality show I would watch. Her
Dance
Misadventures.
Moms in jail.
Dance Con Air.
Yeah.
Dance Con Air.
Yep.
Two. Return
of Nicolas Cage.
Of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Imagine Con Air 2, but with Abby Lee Miller as one of the chained.
Would you get in his Nicolas Cage?
Work.
She's giving that.
That is.
Don't put your arm through the bars.
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to do that.
That's how you get in trouble.
Just. Convict with attitude.
She does
and a
have
pot
an attitude.
Boudet.
She has an attitude.
A pot of boudet.
Did you watch the show?
Did your family ever have potpourri?
Yeah, my
what
mom.
What the fuck is that?
Dried stuff.
I also read that people
dried
in
plants
Michigan,
and like berries. I think
no.
Yeah,
that's a market that really should be.
You know,
you try to take that to Shark Tank.
Coming
now.
Back in 2020.
Try to take that to Shark Tank. You think they're gonna bite?
That is so weird. I think you were reading my mind. I was going to say, I watched an episode of Shark Tank yesterday.
So did I.
Was it with the Nutberry Laundry?
This Nutberry Laundry?
These people found
my
these.
My drag name?
They found these nuts that you put in your laundry and it replaces laundry detergent.
I don't believe
it. And it's
that.
Just a nut that
I
gets
I want the
soapy.
Chemicals.
When you mix up the water, the nut gets soapy. They found it somewhere.
What kind of nut?
And you can use each nut.
What kind of nut?
And we can use each nut up to 10 times.
That's so stupid.
None of the sharks were nuts about it, if you know what I mean.
I hate you. I watch Shark Tank every night.
I love Shark Tank.
I hate it, but it's either that or the news when I'm on my treadmill at the gym.
Oh.
And so I always watch Shark Tank because it always has the captions.
I always think, I should set my DVR for
Shark
Tank.
I always think, who's going to buy this?
But I think it's on a Friday, and that's why I always forget to watch.
I would like to pitch something with you. Can we choreograph? You know how they're always like...
Did you say
okay,
choreograph?
Sharks. No, listen. You know how they're all like... And then we like have like a jabs at each other in jokes, and then we both say our... catchphrase at the end.
And then at the end we're like,
who
now,
of you
who wants to
join
get in on this?
This. What are we going to sell?
God, let's go on Shark Tank.
Floss?
Yeah. Made out of hair.
From Nicole Scherzinger's stint in
I'm
Cats.
I'm
now,
not mad
sharks,
at it.
Who's going to buy
Nicole
this?
Scherzinger's
no,
hair.
The words, the line.
Oh. Line. Can I get my cue card again?
Now sharks.
Who's gonna buy this?
And on that note,
I think that's actually a little over 30 minutes.
Well, it's been real. I hope they buy our thing.
I already told them how to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, so it's up to you, I guess, if you want to be followed.
What I would like you to do, if you're listening this far, which you should be, is follow us on Twitter. But Psychobabble is on Twitter.
Yep.
And we're on Facebook.
Yep.
Like us on Facebook, and you might see some stuff.
There's always lots of, like, behind-the-scenes clips and stuff there you can see.
Mm.
Fun polls on
love
Twitter.
That. I love a fun poll.
You didn't even... The number one thing you were supposed to talk about in this episode, you didn't even do.
Oh, as of today, there's a on our Twitter account, twitter.com/psychobabble. We're starting a giveaway of the poems that we wrote with Connor when Connor was on the podcast. So if you want to win one of those poems, we each made one. There's going to be three winners. Go to the Twitter account right now. It's going to be the pinned tweet for the week of how to enter to win. And you might get a care package from us, including the poem signed by me or Connor or Corey.
Well, yeah, and let us know if you want mine.
Okay.
Because that's probably the most important one.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Cheers to clammy hands
I'm all
and being with
Because my hands are clammy.
I was going to cheers you out. I was throwing a toaster in your shower.
Top off me?
I did. I thought, she looks like she could use some hydration.
Bye.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.